Reports also arrived at City Point that the Confederate government was melting away in Richmond. Van Loo's ring passed along a rumor that Davis had sold furniture in the mansion, which turned out not to be true. But the Rebel War Department did pack up its archives to send off. Rumors, some of which Van Loo sent sharp, also spread that Davis and other senior officials had their horses saddled and ready to flee, or that they had a steamer docked along the North Carolina coast waiting to take them to Nassau, Bahamas. The hated, plug-ugly detectives Winder had hired from Baltimore also had made arrangements to sneak out of the city to save themselves, Van Loo reported. Always worried that Lee would slip from his grasp, Grant ordered Sharp to scour his networks for indications the military commander was preparing to evacuate Richmond to continue the fight elsewhere. Van Loo's spies reported that Lee was sending munitions south. Longstreet's corps was also being readied for a move south, and that cotton, tobacco, guns, and ammunition were being moved west to Lynchburg, all strong signs that an evacuation was in the works. Sharp asked Ruth to plumb his sources with the Richmond and Danville Railroad Company for evidence Lee's army was preparing to ride that line southwest to Danville on the North Carolina border. Ruth chatted with the line's employees, who told him they had been instructed to get everything ready for an evacuation. The company was running 8 trains daily, even though a third of its 45 engines were out of commission. Ruth passed that important information along to Sharp. The spy chief also clipped an article out of a Richmond newspaper that reported that Lee was planning a move that would astonish the world, relocating his force to Danville, which the paper speculated was far more defensible than Richmond. But Sharp remained skeptical that an evacuation was near, based largely on cautions Van Loo sent. The rebel commander still had a lot of fight left in him, and will die on the field with the reputation of being one of the ablest soldiers the world has ever seen, Sharp predicted in a letter to Uncle Jansen. In a lengthy intelligence analysis he sent Grant on February 23rd, Sharp said the Van Loo ring, which he considered the best informed of his sources, reported that the machinery and workshops that had been removed from Richmond had simply been steps of prudence and not preparation to take flight. Van Loo insisted Richmond will not be evacuated because it is the capital of the Confederacy, Sharp wrote Grant. And so long as they can retain their capital, they are as much a country as they have ever been.